Have you ever said something that you regret? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I think from time to time, we've all said the wrong thing. In fact, there's even memes that circulate talking about this, right? I'm sure you've seen, it's usually a picture of somebody looking pained, and the caption is something like, me in my bed at 2 a.m. thinking about that one thing I said to Candace or Patricia or Jimmy back in second grade, and it still haunts me. You know, we've all said those things that were hurtful or just inappropriate. And that's what today's Devo is all about. It's called Listen to Your Mouth by Morgan A. Mitchell. Have you ever had trouble with saying the wrong thing at the wrong time? I have more often than I'd like to admit. At times, I have my tongue under control. Then someone will irritate me and boom, out comes something that shouldn't have come out. As much as we would like to ignore our troublesome mouths, we can't. Jesus said, "The mouth speaks what the heart is full of," in Luke 6:45. Our mouths can be used as a gauge for what's in our hearts. Eventually, what we think comes out, and that can be good or bad. When we speak words that are good, pure, or truthful, we can thank God and ask Him to help us cultivate a heart that continues to overflow with wholesome words. But when we say or write something that's angry, hurtful, or sinful, we need to stop and ask where that came from. On any given day, we may think we're not struggling with anything or that we have no problems. But then our words will indicate otherwise. Rude words reveal unkindness. Lying ones show dishonesty. Complaining can display ungratefulness. And the list goes on and on. But the good news is, Jesus defeated sin on the cross and rose again, so we no longer have to let it rule over us. If we've put our trust in Jesus, He has cleansed us of sin and given us a new heart. So now, whenever we discover a wrong attitude or habit, we can take it to Jesus and He will help us overcome it. His Holy Spirit will replace things like resentment and pride with virtues, like joy and peace, which will lead to good words. Jesus cares about what's in our hearts. And when we say something we shouldn't, He doesn't leave us trying to figure out how we fix the problem. He's right there to help us when we stumble. And with Him, the evil things become good. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Our words are good indicators of what's in our hearts. So whenever we notice bitterness, jealousy, resentment, pride, greed, or any number of ugly things spilling out of our mouths, we can confess these to Jesus and ask for His help. Ultimately, our sin comes from a place of not trusting God. But as we spend time in God's Word, in prayer, and with His people, He will help us see how trustworthy He truly is, how deeply He loves us, and how He wants to heal the places we've been hurt. Consider taking some time to talk to Jesus about the things you've said recently. In addition to talking to Jesus, who are trusted Christians in your life you can talk to about this? As you and I can read in Luke 6:45, "For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Proverbs 10:20, Luke 6:43 through 45, and James 3:1 through 12 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you like today's Devo? Has the Lord been teaching you something new lately? Well, we want to hear about it. Head over to unlocked.org and check out our writer's guidelines to find out how you can write for us and share what you're learning. Also, don't forget to check back for tomorrow's devotion called How Long, O Lord, with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.